USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris is making voting rights her top public focus, elevating a long-shot battle as she seeks to more clearly define her role and stake out high-value territory within the Biden administration.
And guaranteeing the right to vote, ensuring every vote is counted, has always been the most patriotic thing we can do.
The assignment also presents another political challenge for Harris, as voting rights legislation currently has little hope of advancing on Capitol Hill. On Saturday, it will be 1 month since the Surfside condo collapse, and the family of Estelle Hedaya tells CNN she is the final victim that authorities have yet to find and identify. Authorities have identified 97 victims, including 96 who were recovered from the collapse site and one who died in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
As COVID-19 cases are again on the rise across the country, this time due to the Delta variant, some are calling for masks to be made mandatory once more in school classrooms. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that won't happen in the Sunshine State.
I have a 3-year-old son, and you got people like Fauci saying he should be muzzled, that you should be throwing masks on these 3-year-old kids. It's totally unacceptable.
Earlier this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended universal masking in schools, regardless of vaccination status. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the Chinese Communist Party's recent move to reject a second investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is dangerous and called on the regime to allow investigators inside the country without interference. The World Health Organization presented a plan days ago to audit laboratories and wet markets in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Pennsylvania's top election official has decertified the voting system of rural Fulton County for future elections, saying that an assessment by a third party had violated the Keystone State Election Code. The Pennsylvania Department of State said in a statement dated July 21st that Wake Technology Services Incorporated's access to the county's voting system undermined the chain of custody requirements and strict access limitation necessary to prevent both intentional and inadvertent tampering with the electronic voting systems. A computer outage crippled a number of businesses. Here's USA's Wendy King.
A computer network outage temporarily took down a number of websites belonging to a variety of companies, including Delta Airlines and Amazon. Akamai Technologies, a cloud service and web security company based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, said it was investigating the cause of its service disruption. In addition to Delta and Amazon, Capital One, British Airways, GoDaddy, Vanguard, UPS, LastPass, AT&T, and Costco were also affected by the domain name system failure. Akamai said the outage wasn't caused by a cyber attack, but didn't detail the source of the problem. The outage caused some Delta customers to be unable to check into flights using the airline's website. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.